What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program, Spooky October Stories. And listener emails. Now, look, I realize this is a podcast, and so people can listen to this podcast any time of the year. But this is October when I'm recording this, and October is my favorite month, so I just can't help it. I have to tell you some Halloween-y stories. Some this month as I'm recording this. It must be. Halloween is so great. My favorite holiday because that, it's just so creative. I think people get more creative with, their decorations and their, entertainment at Halloween than any other time of the year. And also, it opens people's minds in a very special way. Of course, I grew up in the mysterious Blue Ridge Mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. And everybody around there really goes all out at Halloween time. And I think it really captures a lot of that old European sense that the origins of Halloween go all the way back to, you know. And so here's what I do. I guess it's kind of a tradition now. Every October, I have to play for you this recording of me reading a passage from a novel that I wrote many years ago called The Evil in Asheville. And this novel is... it's all about the legends and the folklore and the mythos around Asheville, North Carolina. It's quite lengthy. It's I think it's about 350 pages. You can actually get it on Amazon. They'll ship it to you in a couple of days. It's only about $16.95, I believe, right now on Amazon. But here is just me reading about what Halloween was like for me. Growing up, sort of coming of age as a teenager in the mountains of Western North Carolina, when we would all go out and get into fun and mischief and all that at Halloween time. So I even bought the rights to the music in the background. So relax, let your imagination soar for a moment as you listen to me describe what Halloween was like where I grew up. October 31st. It was like the earth had died for a night, and on its last exhale, as the life slipped away, the darkness of the other world had oozed into the void left behind. Ever so gently, the sun had submerged into the grave of the horizon, leaving behind a cold, blue world to fend for itself. The leaves and trees were dry and crackly, and the air was so thin that it could not restrain the spirits of the dead, unleashing them into the helpless realm of the living. The color black had never looked blacker, and the lustrous moon above, a mangy cat at the side of the road, and the fire in a jack-o'-lantern's eyes never looked more sinister. The sky above felt bigger and bleaker than before, its infinite mystery overwhelming. And within each shadow, a spectral predator lurked and waited, watching, always watching. But amongst the more substantial underlying malevolence of the night, frivolities danced about its crust. There were rubber bats flapping from bands of elastic, fabric ghosts hanging from trees, grinning gap-toothed pumpkins at every doorstep, and the people, the people. It was like the world had turned inside out for a night, and all of society filled the streets. Both children and adults were decked in costumes of every kind. Witches, goblins, werewolves, Frankenstein monsters, and grotesque, slashed faces strolled every lane. Plastic cauldrons of candy sweets abounded. Houses were mummified with soaring rolls of toilet paper. Dry ice fog rolled off green fountains of punch. And floating apples were bobbed for from wide, germ-filled vats. In ghoulish garb, storytellers sat around lapping campfires, relating creepy tales of the past. Stories of hooks and hitchhikers, spook-infested houses, heads and bags, cold-blooded murders, and pranks gone terribly wrong. All of them true, of course. And at Helen's Bridge, teens gathered to spot the ghostly mistress, perhaps to find her handprint burned permanently into the finish of their cars. At other places, like the secluded, vacant water tower, the open cut, or Spivey Mountain, some of the more bold searched to find Satanists absorbed in their cursed rites, a human sacrifice splayed before them. Young men, intrepid and dashing in their capes and masks, competed for the favors of young women, dressed seductively in the revealing costumes of morbid temptresses. Smoke, candy, mischief, tales, spirits, ancient evil, and the crisp air. This was Halloween. All right, so that helps you understand why that I enjoy Halloween so much. And again, that is from the novel that I wrote years ago called The Evil in Asheville. Look it up on Amazon. Asheville is spelled A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L-E. Maybe someday that will become a movie. I honestly think it would make a pretty good movie, but I don't have the energy to go make it myself at this point. Big job, big story. And also now, as you know, I own the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, and we sell out every October. So if you're going to be around Asheville, North Carolina, go to Asheville and go to the Haunted Asheville website. Okay. HauntedAsheville.com, HauntedAsheville.com. Book your reservation there. But if you're on the West Coast out here where I am around Las Vegas, go to HauntedBoulderCity.com and take my tour out here. You know what? I was talking in that passage about Helen's Bridge, which is one of the most famous places in the whole region around Western North Carolina. And I've had a lot of experiences up there. I want to tell you, however, about one thing that happened to me on an October night when I went up to Helen's Bridge. And you must realize now there's this mountain. It's called Beaucatcher Mountain, that it's sort of sits right there, looming above everything in Asheville. And on this mountain is a castle that was built in the 1880s called Zealandia. That's because the man who built it went off to New Zealand and made a bunch of money. And so he called his castle Zealandia. And right outside of Zealandia, the roadway passes under this old stone arch bridge that connects the top of this narrow ravine. And so the story goes that at some point, this woman named Helen hanged herself from that bridge because of a tragedy that happened at the castle that ended up in her daughter dying. And there are all kinds of different, you know, versions of that. And some more legitimate than others. When we come back from our break, though, I'm going to tell you about what I personally experienced when I had a very creepy evening one night up at Helen's Bridge. And then it's going to take an even weirder and darker twist into a story that is almost unbelievable. I do want to point out, however, that another reason I always loved October and Halloween, well, it's the month of my birthday. My birthday is October 25th, so I guess I always kind of associated the fun and celebration with friends and family around my birthday with all of the Halloween decor. And so let me tell you something. If you would like to do something nice for me for my birthday, and if you love this show and you just want me to keep doing it, well, all you have to do is go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. When you go there, go to the curiosity shop and buy something really cool for yourself or for a loved one. And I want you to realize that when you go to my shop, you're going to find things that are absolutely unique, things that are only there, things that I create with my staff right here in the United States of America, handcrafted things. And when you buy something, not only does it support the show and keep us podcasting here, but it also helps all of my staff. You're helping a community of people pay their bills, and it's just good karma for everybody all around. And I tell you one thing also, if you get a gift for somebody from my curiosity shop, they're going to feel really special when you have to explain to them what it is, because you can't go to Amazon and get this. You can't go to the mall, can't go to the grocery store. This is truly unique stuff. that can help them in a myriad of ways, go to joshuapwarren.com, go to the Curiosity Shop, and also on the homepage, please sign up for my free e-newsletter for some free instant digital gifts. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato Zume! And before I get into the spooky stuff, I recently asked all of you to pray for my and Lauren's little chihuahua slash chupacabra named Llama, who is suffering from mouth cancer. And I am thrilled to report to you that Llama is still with us. She is still bright-eyed. She is still playful. She is still eating voraciously. And I mean, it's really amazing. And so many of you have been sending in prayers and well wishes. And I think it's working. And listen, this is an old dog and we know that we cannot keep her around forever. But she is getting the best care that money can buy and as much love as possible. And so we want her to be with us as long as as long as feasibly possible, and as long as she's comfortable, we want to keep her energy around. And I don't think that at this point she would be doing so well as she is without your prayers and support and manifestations. And a lot of you have gone and bought things from the curiosity shop to help pay bills, because the bills are ridiculous when it comes to treating a dog with cancer. So I'm just so happy to report that. And please keep doing it. It's just been Lauren and I are so deeply grateful. You have no idea. So thank you. Thank you. Now, let's get back to Helen's Bridge. You know, it's one thing when you hear about a haunted place and someone tells you a story about it, or even if you go on a website and you see pictures of it, even if you see it on TV, there's a difference between that and going to one of these places late at night, especially if you are by yourself. There is no substitute for that personal sensation you get, especially when you're under something like this ancient old haunted bridge up in the mountains with nobody else around, no houses around, nothing. I mean, you don't see any sign of other people up there under Helen's Bridge when you're standing there craning your neck back, looking up at this old arch structure. And, you know, if you're interested in whether or not the story of Helen, the traditional story, is true, well, you know, you can go read what I wrote about all that in my book, Haunted Asheville. I don't have time to dig into it. That would be a whole show, frankly. But regardless of whether or not that story is true, there has been death and tragedy associated with that castle and that bridge. One of the owner's wives did die in a fire. There was a caretaker up there who committed suicide back in the day. He killed himself. He shot himself in the head. I mean, there is death associated with this spot, and that's historically provable. And one of the stories about this old creepy bridge up in the mountains is that, and it's not a very big bridge. I mean, you're talking about a road that's just wide enough for two cars to drive past each other. And then this, through this ravine, and then up above, you know, you have this arch bridge that was, I think, originally just used to bring cattle back and forth across that little canyon. And so one of the stories is that if you go up there under the bridge and you say out loud, "Helen, come forth," three times, then something will happen. Either she will appear, or if you're in a car, your car will malfunction. In some cases, they say that she appears and she will actually put her hand on your car and burn her handprint into the finish. So there are all these different things that are supposed to happen. And this story, you know, it's been around as long as anybody can remember. Who knows when it started? We haven't been able to pinpoint the exact origin. It had to be sometime since 1889. So, and in fact, I have a friend. I won't give his name out because he might not appreciate. He probably wouldn't want me to give his name. I have a good friend who grew up in the area. And Helen's Bridge is one of those places where a lot of kids go to hang out because there's not much else to do. And they go up there and they try to rile up Helen. It also has kind of a lover's lane kind of allure to it. And so one night, and I think this was probably back in the 1980s, my buddy and some of his friends went up to Helen's Bridge about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, nobody else around. They climbed up this. Well, you're not really supposed to walk on the bridge these days. I don't know if it was cool back then or not, but it is being historically preserved now. But anyway, you kind of like half walk, half climb up this trail, and you can get up there to the bridge. And so he and his friends, they go out onto the bridge, and they didn't believe in ghosts. And so they're taunting her, and this guy who's a good friend of mine, he says, "I'm not proud of this," but he started calling her insulting names, saying, "You're not gonna show up, you're not real, blah, blah, blah," you know. And of course, nothing was happening. And so finally, as his ultimate display of disrespect to see if he could rile up the spirits, he decides to relieve himself on top of the bridge. And as soon as he did this, he got a horrible, sharp, searing pain in his lower abdomen, and he literally doubled over and fell to the ground in his own you-know-what, and ended up having to be rushed to the hospital, where he had this enormous kidney stone that had been just percolating in there for who knows how long. And he said that it was the worst pain he'd ever felt, and it was absolutely astounding that as soon as he did that act on the bridge, boom, that thing hit him. And he did not think it was a coincidence, and he said never again will he ever insult the spirit of Helen on Helen's Bridge. So there are lots of stories that just about everybody has some kind of a Helen's Bridge story who grew up in the area. All right, so on one October night, and I'm thinking at this point in time I was in my late teens. I don't remember for sure, but I was by myself. I was driving a Chevy Lumina, and I had been in downtown Asheville doing something. I was meeting with somebody. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I would make sort of a habit back then of if I happened to be out by myself late at night, I would take a little detour and I would go home by way of Helen's Bridge because I just liked driving under that bridge and I thought maybe I'll see something. So on this chilly October night with the leaves crackling and a full moon, all the works, I'm thinking this was, you know, it's pretty late. Might have been around like, you know, midnight. I was heading home, and I say this is a perfect night to go up and see Helen's Bridge. No other car was around. I didn't pass anybody as I wound all the way up Beaucatcher Mountain, and then I got around. I rounded the bend, and there it was in all of its glory, the spooky Helen's Bridge. And so I eased up underneath the bridge, and I rolled down my window. And I leaned out and I said, Helen, come forth. Helen, come forth. Helen, come forth. And I sat there for a moment and I didn't see anything. And I figured, ah, well, just, you know, just another night where I'm seeing this is nothing but an urban legend. Then I pull out from under the bridge and almost immediately the lights inside my car start flickering and dimming, and I start hearing weird noises, and I'm like, what is going on? And I'm driving on these windy roads, and all of a sudden, my car is dead. All right. I had just enough momentum as I was going down this incline to be able to get the car into the entrance of a driveway. This really secluded driveway. And I thought, boy, I hope somebody doesn't come out of here with a gun and think that, you know, who's this weirdo with this. So I was able to actually get out and continue sort of pushing my car. And I was able to get it. Fortunately, this driveway had a wide enough mouth so that I could get the car there. Now this, I didn't have a cell phone back in these days. So now here I am late at night, all by myself in October on this dark mountain, and my car is dead as a doornail. I think that's what they said about, I think that's what, Dickens said about, Jacob Marley. Dead as a doornail. And I think, well, I certainly am not going to walk up to somebody's house right now and knock on the door. So my only option is to walk back the direction I came from, go underneath Helen's Bridge on foot, and then walk all the way down Beaucatcher Mountain. There was a bus station at the bottom, and from there I'd have to either use a phone at the bus station or cross the road and use a phone at a store across the road. So I had quite a journey ahead of me. When we come back, I will tell you what that walk down was like. But that is far from the end of my spooky stories about Helen's Bridge. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I estimated it would take me, maybe even though I was going downhill, 30, 45 minutes to walk all the way down this mountain by myself. I certainly was not going to hitchhike if anybody came along. This is bad enough already. And work my way down, hopefully, to the bus station where I could make a phone call and get some help, get a tow truck or whatever. And so so here and at this point, there's all this fog that's starting to set in. I'm telling you, you could not have created a better environment for a horror movie. Foggy, chilly October night, full moon. Here I am walking all by myself. The leaves are crunching and crackling because the leaves are off the trees. They're halfway on, halfway off. Spooky is an understatement. So here I now am approaching Helen's Bridge again. This time from the opposite side on foot. And I'm thinking, oh boy, if you're ever going to see Helen, this has got to be the time. So as I passed under the bridge, I didn't even stop and try to call her forth at this point. I was too rattled. I just wanted to get out of there and get some help. You know, I felt completely helpless. And, I passed under the bridge. And as soon as you pass under the bridge, then I had to take a right to go down the mountain. And as soon as I did that, I heard behind me footsteps. It almost sounded like somebody running in my direction. And I turned around and I looked back under the bridge. And I didn't see anything, but I heard getting closer And then I saw a shadow start to move. And at that point, I turned and I kept going down the mountain. And at a certain point, I stopped and I turned around and looked back. And I was waiting to see who this person was that was going to come out. But it was silent. Nobody ever appeared. So then I turned and I started walking down, and then hear the footsteps that get by me. Crunching the leaves. And I stopped and I turned around, looked back, fully expecting to see somebody. Nobody there. At this point, my heart is racing. I walked even further down, and then there they were again. The footsteps crunching in the leaves. And I turned around and looked up at the bridge. And there, standing under the bridge, was a dark form, a silhouette of a person. And I just stood there and I looked at the silhouette, and it stood motionless, very clearly visible in the moonlight. Plus, there was a street light that was not too far from that bridge. And I stand there and I see this figure with the fog kind of swirling around it and seething at the base. And it was standing there looking down at me, and I was looking up at it. And at that point, I said, screw this, I'm out of here. And I ran down that mountain and never looked back. And I ran all the way down till I got to that bus station. The bus station was closed, actually. I don't know why. It's no longer even in business. So maybe they were going out of business at the time. I don't know. I ran up to the phone. It was out of service. Yes. Again, just like a horror movie. So I had to cross the road, Tunnel Road, very busy road in Nashville. And then I went over to, I think it was a Walmart at that time. It later became an Ingles, but I went over to whatever was there at that time, and I got on the phone, and I don't remember if I had a quarter or if I had to call collect or whatever I did. I called my mom and dad and told them what was going on. And so they came and rescued me, and we made arrangements for my car to be towed the next day. And turns out that the alternator had died, and it was just conked right out after I went under the bridge saying, Helen, come forth. Now, that is a true story. Now, you talk about timing. Talk about timing. Was that the ghost of Helen or some other spirit? I don't know. But sometimes you just don't want to stick around to find out. Yes, I'm a ghost hunter, but, you know, that could have been somebody who was there to kill me. I don't know who it was. But that happened. And, you know, it's just, well, let me tell you the more freaky story. A few years after that, or not too long after that, I ended up in college. Okay, I went to UNCA, the University of North Carolina at Asheville. And in my first year, I was studying philosophy. That was my favorite class. And my professor there was just a brilliant guy, and we really hit it off, and we actually became friends outside of class. So taking philosophy opened my eyes up in a lot of different ways. And so sometimes after class, I would go to his office and we would sit down and we would just continue having conversations, and he would loan me books and videos. And I mean, he was actually very fascinated in the paranormal and the spiritual world and all that. And we were coming up on Christmas break, and I went to his office one day, and he loaned me a bunch of books and videos about paranormal stuff to watch and enjoy over Christmas break. And when the break was over, I went back to his office to return these materials, and his office was closed. And then as I was about to leave, a professor stepped out of an adjacent office, and he said, are you looking for Dr. His name was Dr. Howard. He said, are you looking for Dr. Howard? I said, yes. And he said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, Dr. Howard is dead. He has passed away. And I said, what? And I mean, it was just one of those moments where the jaw hits the floor, you know, and I said, what happened? And the guy says, well, we're not sure, but there was a gun involved. Well, it turns out that my philosophy professor, who had a PhD from Duke University, had committed suicide. He shot himself in the head with a pistol during the Christmas vacation. And I was just terribly distraught and grief-stricken for a long time. I mean, that really hit me hard. And then, much to my shock, not long after that, maybe like a week after that, I got a phone call out of the blue, and it was from his widow. And she told me that Dr. Howard would talk about me with her, and that she knew that I was investigating strange and paranormal phenomena, and she asked me if I would come to the house to see if I could facilitate contact with his spirit. I couldn't believe it. So I said, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is still very early in my career, so to speak. So I got together with my friend Mark Ellis Bennett, who he's a great investigator. In fact, I interviewed him on my old podcast, Joshua P. Warren Daily. If you go to Joshua P. Warren Daily and do a search, and this is a podcast I did before I started doing strange things. If you search for, let me see. I have too many notes here. Okay, go to the Joshua P. Warren Daily from November 20th of 2018. And it's called A Rare Call with Paranormal Investigator Mark Ellis Bennett, where we talk about spirits, synchronicity, alien implants, and more. You'll realize who Mark is. So Mark and I decided to get together and go to this house. And I had no idea where he lived. And guess what? Dr. Howard lived in a house on Bocatcher Mountain, right there, right down the side of the mountain from Helen's Bridge. Yeah, I could not believe it. Could not believe it. So Mark and I, we went to the house, and it was very emotional. And we sat there for an evening with his widow, and I'll never forget seeing his PhD stained with blood, his philosophy PhD stained with blood. And that was the first time, I think, that I was able to take out my instruments and actually make communication, interactive communication, with a spirit from the other side. And I need to keep that communication private. It was very personal information that came out that was extremely meaningful to his widow. Basically, they had gotten into a big fight, which upset him enough to do this, or was the straw that broke the camel's back. And that was an eye-opening night for me to see that I had believed that we had communicated with the spirit of a deceased person with the aid of some technology. And I wish I could tell you more, but I think I've said enough about that. And it's really just amazing that that was right there on Bocatcher Mountain next to Helen's Bridge. I can't believe this show is almost over already. We only have one more segment when we come back. I'm not sure if I'm going to have time for listener emails or not. I might have lied to you on that, because I have some other stuff that I want to tell you that you're going to enjoy. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And I meant to tell you this before, but it was one of those things where I ran out of time. I recently did a podcast about the trip that my family and I took to Colorado and explored the Rockies. And I told you that before that trip, I set up an Apex machine to protect us all and to keep us all healthy and to make sure the trip flowed smoothly and all of that kind of stuff. And I was very serious about it. I took a picture of the Apex machine after it was set up, and then I would look at that picture occasionally throughout the trip. And if you don't know what the Apex machine is, just go to theapexmachine.com, theapexmachine.com. Well, here is what I wanted to tell you before, and I ran out of time. I had never been to downtown Denver, Colorado before. And our very first night, we got in late, and so I had already looked at some possible late night spots for us to go eat and go to bed. And this was on a Saturday night, so I knew that everything was going to be really busy. But I picked out this one place that looked really good on the internet. I don't want to use its name. And that was like, this is going to be our go-to. So after we got checked into the hotel, we're talking myself, Lauren, my mom and dad, my sister Jessica, her fiance Andrew. We all piled into an Uber, very friendly Uber driver, and he took us over to this place that I had decided we were going to eat at. And when we got over there, it really just looked a little too raucous. It looked too packed and it looked like it might be too noisy. And so I said, okay, plan B, because I had two or three options lined up. And I said, yeah, let's not go to that place. Instead, let's try out this other place. And that's how we ended up at this spot called the British Bulldog, where we walked in and ate and had a great time. Well, the rest of the trip went smooth as clockwork. And then when we all got back home, they went to North Carolina. Lauren and I came back here to Vegas. When everybody got back home, I think, like a day or two later, I was looking at the news and I saw Denver in the headlines, and I found out to my shock that that night, I'm talking like minutes after we got into our Uber and left, there was a shooting on that street, right in front of the restaurant that we were originally going to go to. And I don't have the news story in front of me, but I think multiple people were shot. And I can't recall if anybody died or not, but multiple people were shot. There was a young woman who was trying to get into some place and they turned her down for some reason. And she just got mad and took out a gun and just started shooting and firing bullets down the street. And if we had ended up at that restaurant that we had originally intended to go to, there is an excellent chance that we would have been standing out on that street waiting for an Uber when that woman started shooting that gun and shot those people. An excellent chance. So, you know, I tell you this because I know sometimes you might try to manifest things. You say, I wanted to manifest some good luck, good fortune. Nothing happened. This doesn't work. Well, I get your point, but I want you to also realize that sometimes this, you doing that may have prevented something from happening to you that was really, really bad. So always keep that in the back of your mind. The other thing I want to also tell you about this Denver thing is that I mentioned before that I went into this oddity shop called the Learned Lemur, and I found this picture of Jesus, and he's on his knees and he's praying. I guess he's at the garden, and the power of the heavens is beaming down on him, and it's one of these like old fashioned 3D pictures, and Lauren and I collect those and we use them to decorate parts of our house, and it had this big heavy plaster frame on it, and so I bought it, but only because they agreed to ship it to me here in Las Vegas, because it wasn't gonna, I only had carry-on, I didn't check baggage and all that. So when we got home, this guy who I guess is the owner of the place, he called me and he says, oh, I got some bad news. He said, we had this 3D picture of Jesus on this shelf, and this shelf has been holding all of our stuff for 3 years, but today it decided to collapse and your picture fell and broke all to pieces. This frame did. So he says, you know, how do you want me to handle this? He goes, you know, I can give you a discount and just ship you the picture, or I can ship you the picture with the pieces of the frame. And I said, well, that's really weird. I said, no, just, you know, send us the picture with the pieces of the frame. Maybe we can put it back together. So he said, okay. And he says, and I'm going to, you know, give you a refund on your credit card, a partial refund. I said, great. Thank you. So then days and days and days go by and this thing never arrives. So I called him back and I said, yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, if I should have received this picture by now. And he goes, huh? You don't have it yet? I go, no. He goes, oh boy, let me see what's going on. So he went and he checked FedEx. He had sent it with FedEx and he goes, this is really weird. He says, it's showing that it's still at the FedEx depot where I dropped it off. I don't understand this. Okay. So he goes, let me check on this and I'll get back to you. So then a few days later, he calls and leaves a message and he said, you may have a cursed object here. He said, somehow, after I dropped this thing off at the FedEx, the label got torn off of it, and nobody knew what it was, and they had it in the corner, but fortunately, I was able to describe it to them, and they opened it and confirm it was the... And he goes, so they relabeled it, and now it's being shipped to you, and he goes, and I hope it doesn't curse your house. So, yesterday, it arrived, and... We have the plaster frame in pieces. I don't know if we're going to be able to protect, to preserve that or not. But we have the picture of Jesus. And look, I don't think it's a curse. I just think there's something very powerful and wonderful and synchronistic about this image that I'm going to be looking at from now on. But I'll keep you updated because that's not the only odd thing that's come into my house lately. I'm very particular about accepting things that people send me, but I have a good friend I've known for a long, long time, and he sent me the most amazing haunted doll that anybody has ever sent me. I can, from what I can tell, this is one of a kind. It's something really special, and I'm not ready to tell you more about it, but I would keep something like this more than at arm's length away, but this one, Lauren and I love so much, it's sitting in our living room right now. And I'm going to have a very complete story for you about that in the near future. I'm studying this doll right now. So there is so much going on, so much going on. All right. So let me try to squeeze in at least one email. But hey, you know, the good thing about this show is, yes, I run out of time, but there's always next week's show. Here's an email that came in from Nancy in Houston, Texas. And she said, Joshua, I have to share my daughter's successes with the Successful Employment Sigil. After 9 months of being out of work, she used the sigil as her screensaver on her phone. Within the week, she obtained her dream job. I also used the sigil to look for employment and had several offers within a few weeks. I am a true believer in these sigils. Keep up the good work. I truly enjoy your podcast and sigils and the Curiosity Shop items. Sincerely, Nancy, Houston, Texas. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. That is a really nice email, and I am just delighted that you have had success with that. And I want to remind everybody listening that if you go to thesigillab.com, sigil is spelled S-I-G-I-L. If you go to thesigillab.com, right now we are accepting requests for personalized sigils. But even if you don't want to buy a personalized sigil, just scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to find a brand new luck and money sigil that has the luck. It's a luck sigil that we created, and it's combined with the money sigil. You have different versions of it. And then there's a section that says, for more info on parasymatic sigils, click here. And if you do that, you'll find a bunch of other free sigils, including the employment sigil that Nancy wrote about. And look, the great thing about these sigils is all you have to do is just look at them as often as possible throughout the day. That's it. All right, my friends, relax, take a deep breath. Here we go. It's the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.